workers at Harland and Wolff have continued a protest through the night following news that the business is up for sale. Workers calling for the government to renationalise the company closed the shipyard's gates yesterday. Last night, workers said that they had taken control of the site and established a rota to ensure their protest continues around the clock. Our reporter Nicola Weir is at the gates. Who have you got with you, Nicola?
Yeah, good morning, Stephen. Yes, as you said, I'm here at the protest staged by Harland and Wolff workers outside the business, which has been operating here in East Belfast for over 100 years. Lots of tooting of horns as people drive by this morning. We've got a huge poster up in the middle of the roundabout which said, "Save our shipyard." And they are desperately wanting somebody to save this shipyard. They are worried that within the next 24 hours, administrators will be called in. And it is really sad because way back in the day, there used to be 33,000 people employed here. As I said there before, there's now only 130 core workers. So is this business about to collapse under the shadow of these iconic structures, the cranes here in the background as I look at them? Joining me here is Joe Passmore. He's a shop steward and has been working here for over 30 years. Joe, very concerned. You've shut the gates. You're doing a shift pattern here to make sure this protest stays up and running. What are workers saying to you?
Well, we're worried. I had the unenviable task of going over to them on Monday there to say that the door's about to shut. We're going to be out of work from Thursday morning here, boys. What else do you want me to do? And to a man, the anger was just intense in the room. And to a man, everyone, well, if our politicians can't save us, if our management and our board can't save us, if all that ineptitude and all that uncaring carries on, we're going to take control of this situation. We're going to let the world know what's about to happen to this yard. We're not about to do it, lie down quietly and let them walk over the top of us.
But did it really come as a shock to the workers? I mean, things have been lurching a little bit here at the yard. So was it really a shock?
Yeah, it was, because initially we had an investor, an exclusivity agreement, and this guy was going to come over, do wonderful things, take the yard over. And whether intended or not, he pulled out. And he left us with a couple of weeks to go with no wriggling room at all. We were due to close, we were due to run out of money on the 31st of July. But there was a lot on the table. There was a lot of other interested bidders from all over the place. And we got told about it in our daily meetings with the board. And we were assured that things were moving. We were assured by politicians that things were moving, but didn't happen.
Just what you've said there, I mean, you're blaming politicians, but if you yourself only knew that this investor, possible investor, were pulled out last week, how can you blame the politicians?
Because what we've asked the politicians for is, A, we're aiming for renationalisation, the kickstart shipbuilding in Northern Ireland, but we're not only asking that, we're asking for wriggle room. We're asking our politicians to stand on up, give us the money to keep this place open until we find a new investor. Without that money, we close. And once it gets closed, we're lost. We've nothing left.
And Paul Beattie, you've worked here for 33 years.
That's correct.
You know, possibility that you may not have a job within 24 hours, it's pretty scary.
It is indeed. I mean, it's a very, very bleak outlook. But we're going to fight until the very last minute. We believe our politicians should be doing more. We've seen a couple of politicians arrive this morning, but it's only been a small handful. The politicians in Northern Ireland who sit in Westminster will never have this chance again to have the power that they have in Westminster.
But if there's not the contracts, Paul, what do you want them to do? If there's not the work, what do you want them to do?
The contracts are out there. There's MOD work going to be announced within the next 1 to 2 months, and we've been had assurances that every yard in the UK will get a slice of that work. So there is a bright future here for Harland and Wolff, but we need our politicians to work something in Westminster to give us funding to allow us to stay open, because we cannot allow Harland and Wolff to close, because of the MOD work, that would take away a large chunk of the UK capacity to build these naval ships that are required at this time.
And Mark Hancock, you've been here for around about 13 years. You know, it's a very difficult thing to... Somebody said there is contracts, there's a possibility of contracts within 2 months, but that doesn't help the workers here who are living on borrowed time. We're talking the next 24 hours.
Absolutely. It's a very dire, bleak situation. But really what to reiterate again is that there is great potential for the yard. It's a timing thing. And what we're trying to actually bring to the attention of all the folk out there, particularly the politicians, because they're very creative politicians, they're very creative civil servants, And nobody can tell me there can't be a solution found to this, because there, it's a, as I said, it's a timing thing. But there are contracts out there to be won, and we want to be playing our part. And this is a very skilled workforce that we still retain here. And once these gates close, the workforce will be dissipated throughout other industries.
And as you said at the beginning there, Stephen, the workers here say they will stay here. They are going to be sitting morning, noon and night, making sure people know that this shipyard here is under threat. Now, you heard from Joe, Paul and Mark there about the politicians. They want them to do more. Well, this morning I managed to catch up with a DUP MP for the area. Yes, that's the DUP that's on the Nolan Show this morning, exclusively for you, Stephen. That was Gavin Robinson. And I asked him about what he is doing to help people here.
Well, I don't think, I think it's probably fair to say that they haven't heard all that has been going on. And, you know, they obviously engage with their union representatives in the first instance. I've been in regular contact with both Unite and GMB over the last fortnight, almost every day, as well as meetings that we've had in the yard and the meetings that we've been having off-site with government ministers in Westminster and here in Northern Ireland with the permanent secretaries. So that work's been ongoing, feeding back continually. And if that message hasn't got through, that's not necessarily my fault. But I think it's important today that I was down to speak to people and make sure they know that there are sincere efforts ongoing for the request that the company has made.
You're saying about sincere efforts, but I mean, what efforts have been made to try and help the people here? They're worried within 24 hours they're not going to have a job.
That's right, and so that is the deadline. It is impending tomorrow. We have a number of allies in this discussion to try and secure the financial package that the company asked for last week, but the company asked for the financial package last week, and that's what we've been trying to secure over the last number of days.
Could you not have done anything to help these workers a little bit sooner?
It's not a case of not being able to help. I mean, we were made aware of the issue 2 weeks ago. There was an exclusivity clause with the company and a potential purchaser that the company was engaged with. Now, that fell down 3 weeks ago when the company and the unions engaged 2 weeks ago. They asked for all parties, by the way, to attend a meeting 2 weeks ago. Only two parties turned up, I have to say, and we've been engaged in that throughout the last 2 weeks. But if you're not informed of an issue, if you think that things are going well, if the company's involved in an exclusivity contract, you can only do what you're asked to do when you're asked to do it. So that's what we've been doing.
Do you think that you will be able to do anything within the next 24 hours for the 130 core workers that are protesting here?
Well, I think it's very important that we continue to try and secure the progress that we need. The ask is very clear, £650,000, which will buy the breathing space for the month of August. I think it's doable. I'm asking for it, I'm pushing for it, and I hope there'll be an outcome.
So that's the DUP's Gavin Robinson speaking to Nicola Weir. You know, one of the questions for the DUP is, if they've got this special relationship with Boris Johnson, if they've got this confidence and supply arrangement, have they actually asked Boris Johnson to do this, to keep the shipyard open, and have they told him the consequences if he doesn't? Have they done that?